American Ground Radio. Sounds so good. Patriots ask for it by name. In fact, there's going to be an emoji for it pretty soon. Well, that's what I heard. Isn't it? That's not true. That's true, right? Okay.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
Okay, so for the second time in only a week, and on opposite sides of the country, you've got another conservative speaking event at a major university that was shut down by police officers and university administrators who rather...
Was this because of domestic terrorism? Because if you have a conservative talking on campus, if these are the MAGA Republicans that are out talking,
well, of course,
they're obviously a threat to the country. Is that why we shut them down?
No, not at all.
Oh.
And instead of cracking down on the violent rioters and the protesters, instead, what do the police and the university administrators choose to do?
I don't know.
They choose to stifle freedom of speech.
Oh.
So earlier.
Wait. Were the conservatives being violent?
No.
Were the conservatives lighting fires?
Not at all.
Were the conservatives threatening people?
No, they were saying something that apparently was highly offensive. Take a listen to a clip. This is from I don't have her name, but she is a student at UC Davis. Take a listen.
The organization that put on this event does have harmful messaging that targets minorities, targets different communities.
Stephen Davis with Turning Point USA was scheduled to speak at the conference center on Tuesday. He's part of a nonprofit and conservative group that works with student organizations to hold events on college campuses.
Wait. Turning Point USA? I'm going to go back. I'm going to play that first part of what you said because we've talked to folks from Turning Point USA. Let's listen to what she said.
The organization that put on this event does have harmful messaging that targets minorities, targets different communities.
They target the college community because they're trying to reach college students. They don't target minorities in a negative way. Candace Owens used to be one of the speakers for Turning Point USA.
It doesn't matter. She's a racist, too. She's a white supremacist.
How can she possibly be a white supremacist?
Oh, you're trying to apply logic now?
Yes.
Okay.
Because if we can't apply logic, we got nothing in this country.
So apparently what was so offensive about this is that the speaker, who is an African-American man,
speaking for Turning Point USA.
For Turning Point USA at UC Davis.
Right.
He did not believe in systemic racism.
Wait. The black man who worked for Turning Point USA didn't believe in systemic racism.
And so in advance of the event, again, featuring a black conservative speaker.
Yes.
The students at, well, not every student.
But there were some students at UC Davis.
But most of the students at UC Davis were distributing flyers that basically accused Turning Point USA of being racist, homophobic, transphobic.
No, Turning Point
USA. Anti-immigrant, of celebrating violence.
They don't celebrate violence. I can guarantee you with as many acts of violence that have been committed against Turning Point USA speakers across the country, especially whenever they go to speak in California, they're not in favor of political violence. They are the victims of political violence time and time again.
And so the flyer called on anyone who opposes racism and bigotry to stand together and make it known. Make it known.
Okay.
Now, many people might say, well, that's peaceful.
How do you make
it
known?
That was peaceful. Make it known that Turning Point USA is not welcome on our campus.
Turning Point USA is opposed to racism. So why would Turning Point USA, which is one of the people opposed to racism, why would they then make it known that Turning Point USA isn't allowed on that campus? They oppose racism. Why would they oppose themselves?
You got me. But notwithstanding the calls for censorship ahead of the event, the university then claimed it was committed to the First Amendment.
Oh, good.
And it was required to uphold it.
It is. As a state-run institution, it is required to protect and defend the Bill of Rights, including the very First Amendment, which says the freedom of speech shall not be abridged.
Now, the university reportedly informed Turning Point USA representatives that UC Davis police would be present at the event,
okay,
and that they would intervene if protests turned violent.
Okay.
However,
we've let Turning Point USA know that we're going to do the job we've been paid to do.
However, when leftist protesters began using barriers as battering rams and pepper spraying young women, the campus police.
Oh my God!
Now this is surprising. The campus police, said to have been on site, did not take any action or deploy into the crowd.
So they didn't do their job. They told Turning Point will be on
to
duty.
Because their
we'll
duty is to
you.
Protect.
We'll protect
exactly.
other people. We'll protect the freedom of speech.
And they didn't.
And we will stop any violent actions. Somebody gets pepper sprayed for wanting to go listen to ideas. And the cops are like, nothing to see here, move along.
Exactly. So the university said the officers had been on standby when the fighting broke out.
I think they were on a Valium.
Maybe so, because they didn't do anything. And they claimed the situation de-escalated on its own.
Yeah, when the people with pepper spray cried and couldn't do anything else. Yeah, I guess that's de-escalating.
But there was a brawl. There was involving over 100 people. And it began.
Wait. You said it de-escalated on its own. There's a brawl over 100 people?
There's a brawl involving over 100 people. And according to Turning Point USA's field representatives, when Antifa began provoking people trying to enter the venue. So they were trying to keep people from
getting in. So
to listen to the speaker.
You know, that's like the old joke among doctors. Eventually, all bleeding stops. You know, it'll de-escalate on its own. You know, after people get beaten up, they'll get the hint.
But you know, earlier this week there was a comedy event at Penn State that was headlined by Alex Stein that was shut down. And look, I'm not here to defend Alex Stein. I'm not here to defend Turning Point USA.
No, but whether we agree with you or not, we will protect your right to say the things that we may not agree with.
But these universities are agreeing to host the events and providing statements of this soaring oratory
because
about the sanctity of the freedom of speech. And then they cynically strip away that freedom when they utterly refuse to enforce the lawful order that is necessary for that speech to exist in the first place.
So this is designed incompetence.
Am I right?
Yeah. The idea is they know, because they've been sued over it in the past and lost in courts, they know they can't tell Turning Point USA you're not welcome here because we don't like what you have to say. They know that's a violation of the Constitution. They don't want Turning Point there. So instead of saying you can't come, they let them come, and then they are intentionally incompetent when
absolutely.
It comes to protecting the constitutional rights they've sworn to protect.
As if we're not going to notice. They act as if they say, sure, you can talk.
Sure.
But we're not going to stop those rioters from crashing your event.
Lovely crowd there you got there. It'd be a shame if anything happened to you.
Exactly. Or assaulting your attendees or damaging property. Then when the inevitable happens, count on the organizers of the event to bow to the need of public safety and cancel the event.
Yeah. Oh,
otherwise,
sorry.
They'll have no choice. I mean,
you can't speak because, you know, the people who didn't want you to speak got violent. So
at the end of the day, the result is the same. The leftist radical riots go unpunished, which only makes them more brazen and more emboldened. And the freedom of speech and political expression dies a little more.
And by definition, Antifa is the most fascist organization in America. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know from our gross domestic products rose in the third quarter of this year after falling for the first and second quarters. GDP was up 2.6%, according to the U.S. Department of Commerce. The biggest contributor to the rise was a large decrease in imports and an increase in exports of 14.4%. Consumer spending was also up 1.4% for the three-month period. But this quarter's report doesn't mean the U.S. economy is out of the woods yet. Most economists still expect an official recession within the next year.
Well, yeah, the Dow Jones is up today. Uh-huh. But NASDAQ futures are falling.
But you know what was part of that export number? The billions of dollars of military equipment we sent to Ukraine. That got counted in our exports. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Senator Democrat Bob Menendez is under a federal investigation again. CBS News is reporting the Department of Justice has opened up another corruption probe involving the senator. Menendez was indicted by a federal grand jury for corruption back in 2015, but a 2018 trial on those charges ended up with a hung jury and a mistrial. It's not clear currently what the specifics of this corruption probe involve.
Do the wheels of justice... Mm-hmm. Just turn real slow.
Oh, yes.
Very, very slow. They finally got this guy.
Well, except when it comes to January 6th, and the wheels of justice are really quick about locking them up, and then the wheels turn slow.
I'm just wondering, where is Hillary in that timeline?
And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, Meta, the poorly named parent company of Facebook, received the largest fine in U.S. history for campaign finance crimes. The $25 million judgment was handed down by King County Superior Court Judge Douglas North in Washington State after the company was convicted of violating that state's campaign finance laws more than 800 times. Washington law requires advertising platforms to keep financial disclosures on anyone paying for campus ads. Facebook refuses to follow the law, saying it's an undue burden on them.
You know what that is? That's a Meta fine. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that'll go across universes right there. Coming up next, Talk with the American Mamas. Stick around.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. You're on board American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
It's hot, real hot.
It is hot today.
Escape the heat and go to the coolest place in the South, Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana. At Red River Range, it's cool inside and 100% fresh air all the time. If you want 8 to 25-yard lanes, choose Hero's Corner or Heritage Alley. If you want to shoot as far as 100 yards, try Sportsman's Paradise. For guns, accessories, or archery, go to RedRiverRange.com. Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to this day. Studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell
you
out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink is very pretty. Listen, my sheets. Oh my gosh, those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome, too.
Yes.
They dry good. They're a great size. And but I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order
them.
Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses that join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results, and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
If you say what you want to say, then let the words fall out.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis Sar Avalone.
You know, you will not believe Kamala Harris.
I never believe Kamala Harris.
No, I mean, now what she is claiming, it is absolutely, this time I think she has outdone herself.
Well, that's very hard to do.
So what she is saying is that diesel buses are affecting children's abilities to learn. Yeah, yeah. No, no, no.
Because why are we trying to teach the kids while they're still on the bus? Don't we have classrooms?
Isn't that where we're sending the kids? The left will lie and cheat their way without hesitation to get their way, no matter how destructive their policies are for America. And especially...
What does any of this have to do with their policy?
Okay, take a listen. Just take a listen.
All right. Here she is.
Today, 95% of our school buses are fueled with diesel fuel, which contributes to very serious conditions that are about health and about the ability to learn.
So basically, kids who have been riding on diesel school buses for the last, 70 years or so,
yeah,
they haven't been able to learn because of diesel fumes. Because I looked it up. I looked it up, and diesel exhaust hazards, okay? Exposure to diesel exhaust can have immediate health effects.
Can it?
Irritating the eyes.
Okay.
The nose.
Okay.
Throat, lungs.
Right.
Coughs, headaches.
Yeah.
Lightheadedness.
Okay.
And nausea.
This is part of why we don't pump the exhaust from the the tailpipe into the interior of the bus.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yes,
all
it's
of that.
Not like they're sucking the tailpipe here.
And first of all, the tailpipes of buses are actually a lot cleaner than they used to be. We've done a much better
catalytic converter.
Exactly. So we are still meeting EPA requirements on what comes out of those tailpipes, but we don't make the kids stand behind the bus. And that's just to get them to school. It's not like we're pumping bus fumes directly into the classrooms all day long.
But this is very creative. To say is to come after now school buses that are run on diesel.
Yeah,
is to say that it basically it's contributing to very serious conditions that are about health. She is true about that. And yeah, you know, if you have a headache,
sure,
or you feel nauseous,
yeah,
or you're coughing all day long, you probably aren't going to learn very much.
But you know what else hurt our learning in this country? Kicking the kids out of school for 2 years.
Yeah, that too.
That was a bad idea. That did a lot more damage than buses.
The wheels on the bus go
round. All right. We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, why don't schools want to protect the privacy right of girls anymore?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I'm gonna
do. And joining us now, our American mamas, Terry Nettaville and Denise Arthur. This is a story out of Vermont. A girls' volleyball team has a boy on it. In the name of the transgender rights, this boy has one boy has been allowed to join the girls' team and is allowed to change clothes in the girls' dressing room and, more to the point, watch the girls change clothes in the girls' dressing room. And some girls are not happy with it, and their families aren't happy with it, and they're trying to push back and say to the school, why aren't you protecting the girls?
Right. Why are we constantly trying to, like we said yesterday, carve out this exception for the one rather than take care of the many who are not comfortable with it? Why can he not just go get dressed in another, like find
whatever
another room,
your
like
body
office.
Part is? That is the shower and the changing room that you use.
I don't understand
why. And
then
some of the girls, there's a whole bunch of he said, she said. Some of them are saying that didn't happen. Some of them are saying it did happen. So we don't really know the truth. We don't know the whole truth.
Well, the pushback started when Blake Allen, she's one of the female volleyball players, she told a news station, she said that the male student made an inappropriate comment. in front of female teammates while they were changing clothes, and she claimed that the girls had been banned from their own locker room as punishment.
Right.
But the school, you know,
said no, but said the girls are saying yes.
Right,
but
right,
the
right.
thing is, they said he watched.
Right.
The girls didn't have their, some of the girls did not have their shirts on.
Right.
And he
and
watched.
Well,
girls don't
comment.
Even watch each other.
Right.
Boys don't watch each
There's
other.
No
and girls
for him
don't
to be
watch
in
each
no,
other.
No, I understand. Not only do I understand the pushback is necessary. These families have to, and one of the dads, actually that girl.
Yeah.
He is a middle school coach
He's
himself.
A, yeah,
he is a soccer coach himself. And y'all, he was suspended after calling the same transgender female a he in a Facebook post. He was suspended for that. He was suspended, and he said, and he got into it with the transgender's mother, and then he came back and said, "The truth is, your son watched my daughter and multiple other girls change in the locker room. While he got a free show, they got violated."
Exactly. Where are
That's exactly
there, 'cause
right.
there's no girl rights anymore. And you know what the thing about it is? It's not even just that. Because even if you're in a girl's locker room, you know, you grow up being taught, and you also raise your daughters or your sons. I mean, sons, I don't know. Girl, I don't know what goes on in that locker room.
Yeah.
I don't
want
to know what goes on in the
right.
football locker room, because right. I just can't imagine. But I'm just saying that modesty used to be a thing.
Yes, yes.
Okay? And girls respect that about
right.
each other. They
Absolutely.
Don't just run around.
Yeah.
You know, in the buck, and just like nothing's a big deal. Everybody's shuffling, trying to get their stuff on and off. And
I was thinking
know.
About that, Denise, because my daughter Summer, she's very modest. She
yeah.
is. I mean, she's one of those that I would say Summer, like, she'd raise her hands up to see if there's any skin showing on her stomach. I was like,
right.
Summer, that's a freaking cute shirt. And she goes,
right.
but when I raise my hand,
oh,
up,
I saw thin. Yeah,
yeah. She's just very modest. And I thought, what would I do as a parent if that was my daughter? And there's a transgender male who made an inappropriate comment and was watching them get undressed. I would flood. I would literally go up to the school, and I'd have to push back too. And I'd say, either my daughter, you know, if you'd rather my daughter be off the team, we can do this. You've got to find another place for this
it's
child.
It's not necessary.
To get dressed.
That's what you just said it, Terry.
Yes.
It's not necessary. There is another place.
Yes, you can
there
get,
is
let him
another
get dressed somewhere
place.
Else.
Or he can go first and give
yeah,
him 10 or
absolutely.
15 minutes. Or he can go last and give him 10 or 15
minutes. But
guess
minutes. What, y'all?
We can make allotments, but we're not changing the whole scheme of everything
and that
for
seems,
one person.
Yes, because
we're not
going to
do it.
There. Well, oh my God. Yes, everything you said yes to. But guess what? She, this girl, is now being investigated under the school district's hazing, harassment,
yeah.
and bullying policy.
Yeah.
So she's the one under investigation.
Yeah, because there has
so,
to be a victim.
Yeah,
has to be a victim.
It
so
just
there has to
absolutely
be a
kills me how easy this could have been taken care of. Where you go to this boy who is a transgender or transitioning or whatever, and say, "Listen, right now it's uncomfortable. Everybody, you know, we're going to allow you to be on the team, but when people are changing clothes,
yeah.
you get to
changes.
Change in the vice
Girl,
principal's
let me
office."
In the '70s and the '80s, this would not have even been a conversation.
No,
do you hear me?
I do.
A group of parents would have gone up to the school, and it would have been boom, boom, bam,
yep.
it's over.
Yep.
We're not doing that. Here's how it's going to happen. If your child,
yeah.
14 years old, has decided that he's transgender or she's transgender, that's fine and good with us.
Yeah.
But this is how it's going to work. He's going to go into the coach's office and change his clothes.
Absolutely.
And the girls are going to keep their locker room.
Easy.
And the boys are going to keep their locker
Done.
Room if he doesn't feel comfortable in
Perfect.
There.
Perfect. That's the way. I mean, we just solved it right here.
I mean, it's so
it's
easy.
It's so easy.
It's so, but no, we can't.
We have
gotta
to bring
kick
it to the
dirt.
Media.
We got
to
call somebody names. We got to make somebody feel inferior.
There's going to be a lawsuit.
We
got to
have
at the
a
end
victim.
Of it. Absolutely.
It's the whole nine yards.
This world's going crazy right now. It's
well,
such an easy fix.
It's not about working with people and trying to get them to see your side or see the change in things. It's about cramming stuff down your throat. And if you don't accept it, well, then you get...
You're going to be investigated.
Exactly. That's what it is.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville, Denise Arthur. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
Choosy Moms choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Hey guys, this is Don Tubbs. We are proud that we're an old school hardware store that has had roots in Bossier since 1922. God fearing, we the people, America first, local folks. Tubbs, providing products that are built stronger to last longer and back them with parts and service. Tubbs is the brand you can trust. Like Tubbs Hardware on Facebook and may God bless the USA.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
American Ground Radio. Freshly roasted, award-winning blend. Taste and aroma so good, you'll want to come back again and again. That's funny. He never asks for a second cup at home.
Gotta help me out. It's all a blur last night.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
Okay, are they in denial of the truth? Or do they think most of us aren't smart enough to put it all together?
Okay.
So Joe Biden today.
Uh-huh.
Just take a listen. This is his latest, and it's a lie.
It's what he said
it's
today.
It's a flat-out lie.
The common price of gas in America is $3.39. Down from over $5 when I took office.
Wait, what?
Oh, play it again.
The most common price of gas in America is $3.39. Down from over $5 when I took office.
He's wrong on both of those. I'm looking right now, gasprices.aaa.com. $3.76 is the national average as of today.
Okay.
$3.76.
But the other part of that is when Joe Biden took office, the price of gas was $2.33.
It had never been as high as he was talking about. He was the one who set the national record, all-time record, on gas prices.
But again, that's why I ask, why do they ever grow tired of living a lie? And the question is, again, are they in denial of the when they're lying to us, when our elected officials are lying to us, are they in denial of the truth, or do they think that we're not smart enough to figure it out?
Or in the case of Joe Biden, does he just not
he's not writing
clue.
Any of this garbage, Stephen?
But doesn't he think I would be willing to believe Joe Biden
thinking.
Absolutely thinks, because when was the last time Joe Biden filled up
mercy.
His own tank of gas?
Stephen.
He's so out of touch.
Oh, my gosh.
He is so mentally gone.
You are giving him so much credit.
Here's the thing. My saying he is mentally deficient and he has no clue, no grasp on reality is me giving him credit.
Well, you're saying when was the last time that he filled up?
Right.
As if he's going to make some cognitive connection between the last time he remembers pumping gas into a vehicle.
Yeah, I don't think he's got that capability. I'm not giving him credit.
Okay.
I'm slamming him for having mental deficiencies and still calling himself the President of the United States of America.
He
has got some cognitive problems that really make Fetterman look just fine.
He is more surprised at what comes out of his mouth.
Yep.
No, wait a minute. He's almost as surprised as we are when what comes out of his mouth comes out of his mouth, because he hasn't read any of those words prior to seeing them for the first time on that teleprompter.
Now, if he read the teleprompter correctly, then whoever wrote it should be fired, because that was a bald face lie. Not even close to being something that was close to the truth.
And is there anything else from the Biden administration that has been?
It's either confusion or lies. That's all they got. Okay, let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
So we've talked on the show about how the midterm elections for the House and Senate in Washington, D.C. are coming up, right? And you look at this big red wave, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of other races across the country for state and House and Senate seats. And who controls your state legislature can be even more important than who's controlling Washington, D.C. I'll make that argument because there's a reason why all the states that recovered their lost jobs from the pandemic first were all led by Republican legislatures.
And I think with this red wave that is coming to Washington, I think you can expect Republicans to take control over both houses of Congress.
I agree.
But they could also take over several state houses that are currently led by Democrats.
And some of these I think people will be very surprised by. Let's start with one maybe people aren't that surprised by, Alaska. Republicans do control the state Senate there, but there's a tie in the state House, and the Democrats have control currently because of a deal they made.
And that state is likely to change or flip to Republicans.
Look, you got a 50-50 split. You just need to pick up one House seat. You got a red wave coming. Why can't they do that in Alaska? Mm-hmm. I think that's a prime one. Okay, Minnesota. Republicans control the Senate in Minnesota, but Democrats control the House.
But they only have a 6-seat lead there.
Right.
And there are, what, 134 seats up for election?
Something around there. So it's possible Republicans could win the House in deep blue Minnesota. Again, Minnesota is the only state that never voted for Ronald Reagan. The only one. And Republicans could take over. They already have the Senate.
They got it wrong.
They might.
They got it really wrong.
They did get it wrong.
But I mean, even in 1984, Minnesota didn't go for Reagan.
They were the home state of Mondale, so that was the only state that voted for.
I thought Mondale was Michigan.
Nope, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that was Ford. Ford was Michigan.
Yeah. Well, because that's where the cars are. Okay.
No, that's Gerald Ford.
Oh, okay.
Henry Ford.
In Oregon.
Yeah.
The Senate is controlled by the Democrats, but the House is a 50-50 split right now. And it's looking like the Republican candidate for governor there is going to win thanks to an independent candidate who's been taking away Democrat votes.
And if the Republican candidate for governor is likely to win, then what does that say for the state legislature?
All the Republicans in the House have to do is pick up one seat and they gain control over the House of the House in the state of Oregon.
Well, you know,
Blue Oregon.
You know, Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton. Uh-huh. We played a clip earlier in the week from Hillary Clinton, who was warning voters across the country that Republicans were gaining majorities in state legislatures and they were going to control voting laws
for the 2024 election.
But that's kind of how the Constitution set up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, unless you want to just do away with that, which you probably do. So.
Here's another state where Democrats don't want to lose, but they're going to. Nevada. The Democrats right now have a trifecta in Nevada. So they've got the House, the Senate, and the governorship. But Steve Sisolak, the governor, is one of the least popular governors, not just in America, but frankly on the planet. And it's looking like the Republican Joe Lombardo has a really good chance of winning the governorship in Nevada.
Sounds like he might be a good Italian. Maybe that's
Joe Lombardo.
Joe Lombardo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Pelosi.
Okay.
Just saying. Anyway, Republicans.
Check out her lineage.
Republicans only have to pick up two Senate seats to have a majority in the Senate in Nevada. And I do think the Democrats are likely to keep the House, but it looks like the Republicans are going to at least take over the governorship and the Senate.
Sure.
In Nevada. Harry Reid's Nevada.
But, you know, and as we're talking about Republicans mm-hmm. and taking over and, you know,
right.
representing the majority, the other part of this is these need to, when we talk about Republicans, we need to talk about those that truly represent
right.
the party's platform.
Because it's not just good that Republicans would take over House.
Yeah, who cares?
I don't care what the party is really. It's whether you believe in the ideology.
What are your principles?
Are you basing your political opinions on the second sentence of the Declaration of Independence, that we are all created equal, that we have certain unalienable rights given to us by the Creator, and that your job is to protect and secure those rights?
And that's why a lot of voters say, well, you know, I'm voting Republican because uh-huh. that's conservative. And then other voters will say, well, not so fast. Just because you're a Republican doesn't mean you stand for
Republican ideas
or conservative ideas. Values.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, the reason why I will vote for Republicans more often than I do for Democrats is because more often Republicans are standing up for the ideas I believe in. The ideas
more often than Democrats certainly do. Democrats. I mean, certainly today.
Yeah. But I have voted for some Republicans who promised to be conservatives, and then they weren't. As we have this red wave, and Republicans take over state house after state house, and the Senate and the House of Representatives, we need to govern with conservative principles, because those conservative principles make life better for people.
And that's what people were voting you into office for in the first place.
Coming up here on American Ground Radio, we got a bright spot. Stick around.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. You're just not going to hear this anywhere else.
Fellas, what about some barbecue this Thursday? Well, I hear that Bodacious Bar and Q is hosting Ladies Night on Thursday.
Love me some barbecue!
Join us Thursday for Ladies Night at Bodacious Bar and Q. Mixed drinks are only $5 and get $3 off on a glass of wine. Ladies, come out for the drinks. Guys, come out for the barbecue. And on Monday night, it's Music Bingo at Bodacious Bar and Q at 8410 Line Avenue in Shreveport.
I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell
you
out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink so is good. Very pretty. Listen, my sheets.
Really?
Those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome too.
Yes.
They dry good. They're a great size.
And
but I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order
some.
Them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll
deal.
Do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
It's hot, real hot.
It is hot today.
Escape the heat and go to the coolest place in the South, Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana. At Red River Range, it's cool inside and 100% fresh air all the time. If you want 8 to 25-yard lanes, choose Heroes Corner or Heritage Alley. If you want to shoot as far as 100 yards, try Sportsman's Paradise. For guns, accessories, or archery, go to RedRiverRange.com. Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
VIP. Let's kick it.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
So Chuck Schumer apparently did not realize that there was a mic on, and he was sitting there, standing there, apparently on the tarmac, discussing the midterms. Take a listen. It's kind of hard. It is a little bit hard to hear. But he's basically telling Joe Biden, the president of the United States, that they are losing a pivotal Senate race in Georgia, and that the Fetterman debate on television apparently didn't hurt as much as most people feared.
Who's this?
This is Chuck Schumer,
okay,
talking to President Biden on the tarmac. Back
in that seat.
Okay, turn that off.
I really can't hear that.
It's very hard to hear, and it was a little
easier. So maybe that's why he thought he was fine on the tarmac, because you got all that other background noise going
on.
He
was, but what he was telling Joe Biden in that, what they caught on that hot mic was, he said, the state we're going downhill is Georgia. It's hard to believe they will go for Herschel Walker. Now, this is Chuck Schumer, the leader, the majority leader in the United States Senate. And he's saying, he's basically admitting they're going to lose Georgia. Warnock, Raphael Warnock, is going to be a very short-lived United States Senator.
Just 2 years. But it was surprising to me they ever went for Warnock. The guy, man, he was always shady. From the get-go, but Herschel Walker he's a state hero, right, from the old Georgia days. He's got the celebrity factor. He was endorsed by Donald Trump. And frankly, in the debate, Herschel Walker was heads and shoulders above Raphael Warnock, and Warnock's senator.
And apparently, Schumer was also excited that the Fetterman debate with Dr. Oz didn't hurt Democrat vote or turnout as much as they thought. He raised a bunch of money. Fetterman raised a bunch. I think it was $2 to $3 million that he raised after that debate.
Yeah, but how much of that was out of state?
Oh, almost every cent.
There you go. Let's get to a bright spot. So last year, the rapper Ice Cube was interviewed by Graham Benzinger, and he was talking about how the Biden administration wasn't really working with him on addressing the issues he thinks are important to Black Americans. And this whole interview has now come back around, and it's going viral again. And so I thought we'd take a listen to part
of absolutely.
It. Because Benzinger asked Ice Cube about the heat Ice Cube took during the Trump years.
You're making me melt.
For trying to work with President Trump. Here's what Ice Cube said.
People are really used to seeing, you know, Black people just go on one side to the Democratic Party. And, you know, we've been doing that for a long time as a people. And we haven't really gained as much as I believe we should.
I think he's right. Black Americans have been voting for almost exclusively for Democrats since the late 1960s.
But how is this any different than what Kanye said?
Well, it's less anti-Semitic, but...
Well, I understand, but I mean, that's part of the reason that he that is a MAGA-wearing celebrity, African-American in this country.
Black Americans have had the least upward mobility of any demographic group in America since the 1960s. Why is that? If things aren't improving, why are Black Americans still voting for the same people? Look, if things weren't improving in your life, would you continue to do the same thing?
Okay, but there's a footnote there.
All right.
What you just described in terms of the upward mobility of the African-American population in this country, there's a footnote because during the Trump administration, Black Americans saw record employment,
which
meant record lows of unemployment. They saw record numbers of first-time home buyers. They saw record numbers on increased household income.
And that's the big part, is that the income for African Americans grew faster than it did for white people during the Trump administration.
So if President Trump
was so awful, so racist,
then why would he openly pursue and continue policies that benefited African Americans? It makes absolutely no sense if you try to explain it logically.
Ice Cube also talked about why it's important to work with both parties and not just one party.
And I believe it's important to engage with both sides and not just one side. Because if the one side you're engaging with doesn't respond, there's nowhere to turn. So I think by engaging with both sides, you put everybody on notice that whoever's going to do the most for the people is who we should roll with.
You know what he's advocating for? A two-party system.
He is.
He's advocating for a two-party system in this country.
Part of the problem with the Black community, with so many Black neighborhoods in the country, is that there isn't a two-party system.
Well, the Democrat Party's taken them for granted all these years.
Now, let's be clear. Ice Cube has written a manifesto he calls The Contract with Black America. I disagree with most of the things in there. He's calling for reparations, for freeing of prisoners, renaming schools, a memorial to police violence.
Limiting free speech.
Making Black Hollywood studios pay for Black movie studios.
Right, no.
But the point is, you got to be working with both parties. If you want to be able to move forward, we've got to just stop having the one-party rule for Black America. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Lewis, what's the toughest challenge for business owners?
Finding employees, especially quality employees.
Well, our friends at Express Employment Professionals serve businesses across Caddo and Bossier Parishes.
And Express Employment Professionals never charge the applicant a fee.
If you need employees or are struggling with what you have, call Blake at 318-226-8777.
Blake will customize a recruiting plan that works for your organization and your budget.
Call Express Employment Professionals at 318-226-8777.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Tubbs, we sell the best and back it with parts and service. Toro, Exmark, Ventrac mowers. To spend less time mowing and have more fun grilling with the world's best smoking grill, the Big Green Egg, or Green Mountain Pellet Grill. We provide parts and service for what we sell with 0% easy financing. Y'all come see us. Like Tubbs Hardware on Facebook, and may God bless the USA.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly.
Huge. Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses that join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
All right, so do you remember a few weeks back, PayPal modified their terms of service and said they would fine $2,500 to any user of PayPal who was spreading misinformation.
And it wasn't just that they were going to fine them. They were actually going to reach into your PayPal account and pull
and
that
take
money out without you even be able to contest it, to complain.
So there was quite a backlash. Lots of folks said, wait, no way.
Right.
We're leaving you, PayPal.
Yeah.
And so PayPal said, oh, we're sorry.
I don't know how that got in
that
there.
That shouldn't have been there. We're taking that out.
That was a typo.
Well, now
they've
put it back.
Yeah, right.
They put it back. I mean, they just straight up lied.
Yeah. They said, oh, that wasn't supposed to be there. Gosh, we don't know how that
so
got
they
there,
apologized.
Yeah.
Then they removed it.
Yeah.
And now they put it back.
Maybe they won't notice if we put it back.
See, again, why do people lie? I mean, do they really don't think you're smart enough to figure it out?
They don't think you'll be paying attention. That's really the bottom line. They just don't think you'll pay attention. They think
they
can get away with it.
Well, let me just tell you something. If this gets out again as virally as it did the first time.
And
about
it should.
You will see a mass exodus of people leaving PayPal who can leave PayPal. Some businesses, they're so tied in, they can't.
But I told you at the time, I looked at their terms and services and it didn't look like they were trying to take it out. I looked at it, they said they're taking it out, but I still see it there. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, wow. When I say whoa,
Well, early voting is underway in most of America. We want to encourage you to get out and vote. So here's some quotes on that. Harry Emerson Fosdick, democracy is based upon the conviction there are extraordinary possibilities in ordinary people. Love that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Peggy Noonan, our political leaders will know our priorities only if we tell them again and again, and if those priorities begin to show up in the polls. Nanette Avery, talk is cheap, voting is free. Take it to the polls. And this last one from Barack Obama, there's no such thing as a vote that doesn't matter.
You know, there's too many men and women who died for that right to vote for us not to do just that.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.